This is the podcast for JNS Spine. Welcome. This is the December 5th podcast. My name is Natalie Pynchon, and I will be reading summaries of two articles on surgical technique. Impact of body habitus on fluoroscopic radiation emission during minimally invasive spine surgery by Sunil Kukreja and colleagues. This study demonstrates the impact of body habitus on radiation emission during various minimally invasive spine procedures. A total of 332 patients underwent 387 minimally invasive spine procedures that were performed at the Author's Institution between January 2010 and August 2013 by a single surgeon. The dose of radiation emission was made available from the fluoroscopic equipment and was recorded from the electronic database. The authors analyzed patients undergoing microdiscectomy or decompression and transforaminal interbody lumbar fusions with either unilateral or bilateral instrumentation. The patients were divided into six categories based on the World Health Organization criteria for obesity, which include underweight, normal, overweight, and class 1, class 2, and class 3 obese. The authors found a significant correlation between radiation emission and body mass index of the patients during all minimally invasive spine procedures. The median radiation exposure was significantly higher for patients who were severely obese, which includes patients in class 2 and class 3 obese groups. The surgeon's experience seems to be associated with lower radiation emission, especially in cases in which the patients have a higher body mass index. However, the authors did not find this observation to be statistically significant, and they believe that further studies should be performed to examine this effect. Cortical screws used to rescue failed lumbar pedicle screw construct, a biomechanical analysis by Graham Calvert and co-authors. The cortical trajectory has recently been introduced as an alternative to pedicle screw instrumentation in lumbar fusion surgeries. The advantages touted include diminished dissection required for placement, saved trajectory for hardware placement, and similar initial segmental fixation strength. Unanswered questions are, how does one salvage a pseudarthrosis with a failed cortical screw construct? And can a cortical trajectory construct satisfactorily salvage a failed pedicle screw construct? In this in vitro biomechanical study, in which 10 fresh frozen human lumbar specimens extending from L2 to L5 were used for testing, the authors examined the initial stiffness of cortical and pedicle screw constructs, the ability of a cortical screw construct to stabilize a failed pedicle screw construct, and the ability of a pedicle screw construct to stabilize a failed cortical screw construct. There was no significant difference in initial stiffness between cortical screw and pedicle screw constructs in flexion extension and axial rotation. Likewise, rescue constructs performed well, regardless of whether cortical screws were used to salvage a failed pedicle screw construct or pedicle screws rescued a cortical screw construct. The authors conclude that the cortical trajectory screw is a viable alternative to pedicle screws in lumbar fusion. Thank you for listening. You can sign up in iTunes for all JNS and AANS podcasts and videos. To read all the articles published by the JNSPG this week, Or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at thejns.org.